Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning. How we doing?
We're having deja vu again, John, but this time it was my fault for a change.
You know, it happens sometimes. I think we put out one show a week, but we start like five times. So.
and it's weird. It's happened lately the most. The last couple weeks. Before that, we rolled for years without having to restart the show.
Well, part of it's my connection problem, so but anyway.
And this time was my mouth, so we'll just move on from there. But anyway, as we were saying earlier, and now I know it, so it's not such a surprise, but it's going to be 96 there today, so we started a little late so you can get your yard work done.
Yeah. Yesterday got up to 93, and then today it's supposed to be 96. With little to no chance of rain, so we don't even get the afternoon thunderstorms. We have the full humidity, but no afternoon thunderstorms, which really stinks.
Yeah, because you got that storm off the coast down there, the first storm. They're saying it's going to be a very active hurricane season. Just what we need, John. Jesus,
yeah,
Christmas.
Not? Yeah, why not? Sure.
So, but
bring it in. But
yeah, it's going to be a beautiful 72 here with no humidity, John.
Well, you know, every once in a while, Doug, you do get the best of me. So this time of year, you're probably going to get the best of me for a couple of weeks.
Well,
so.
Years ago, it used to be quite a bit. Like, living in this state was beautiful for spring and fall. Because we'd have a couple months every year, like 3 or 4 months every year, that was high 60s, low 70s. It was gorgeous. Now this stupid state goes from 40 degrees to 90 like that, usually. It's like no in-between anymore.
So. Yeah, we do that sometimes in the wintertime. I mean, we'll have a couple of chilly days, and then the day after, it'll be 87 already. So, it's amazing. So.
Oh, May, the end of April and the beginning of May used to be absolutely gorgeous here, which right now it is. Yesterday, it was like 81 and no humidity, and we were out in the yard the entire day. I moved a truckload of a bunch of dirt around because the idiots who did my well about 5 months ago during the winter, they brought the backhoe in. I had it out with the owner, and they just left my backyard like it was disgusting. I mean, they didn't grade it or anything, John. And I had to go out and grade the whole thing. And it was sad. I had the backyard, the grass looking absolutely phenomenal. And they had to come in with a backhoe and dig it up. It was wonderful. So I had to put the topsoil down in the grass seed and the whole 9 yards. But we were out playing. We put all the cushions out yesterday, and we did one of those days. We went outside around 8 o'clock and didn't come in to 7. You know those days.
Yeah, it feels good too, right? I mean, you come inside, take that shower after a long, hard day outside. It feels really nice.
Oh, I didn't shower at all, John.
Slid right into bed. Hey,
yeah, that's how I roll. There's sometimes some showers feel so much better than others, and last night was like a 10 out of 10 getting in. But yeah, put new solar lights on the deck, you know, those little, they look like little posts, they look really nice, mounted on the post, little lights on the deck, and put the umbrella up, and did a bunch of stuff out there. Got the old bug light working. We got one of those bug zappers. This is the good one, though. It has like a fan that draws it in. It ain't the eerie ones. You remember them old ones? I don't know if you have one. You hear the ding, you hear the bug frying across the property.
Yeah, actually, I had one of those set up in my shed for years, and we turned it on every once in a while, and you'd hear the, especially if a dragonfly or something got in there. It'd take a good 5 minutes for the poor thing to die. But I turned it on a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking at it, and all it seems to be doing is attracting more bugs than it's actually killing bugs. So I don't think it's worth it. So I just threw it away.
Yeah, we got this newer one that has like a LED light or something in it, like a black light in it, like purple almost. And it has like a fan that draws them in, and then it gets them. It was by QVC. The thing really works good. It covers a half acre. So I put it in the side yard where the deck and all is, because it covers Presley, if you follow me. And speaking of poor Presley, we got him shaved, so he went out like a lion. You see how he usually looks, right, with that long hair and all? We get him shaved right for the summer. He comes home looking like such a girly dog, John. He'll still bite you, though, but he looks like a lamb. He goes into the groomer looking like a lion. He comes home looking like a lamb.
Yeah, but I bet you that's nicer for him in the summer.
Oh, it is, because he was panting and huffing, and he was constantly coming downstairs to sleep on the cold floor last night. You know, he crashed with me, but, the poor kid, though, without his hair, we're outside roaming around Friday, and he gets nailed by a bee, gets stung on his side by a bee, and usually his hair is long enough where it protects him. We're walking, taking the trash out, he's running through the side yard, prancing home from the groomer, and all of a sudden, I hear, he goes bolting for the door. The poor bee got him, like, two times on the side. Ooh, really scared me. What's that?
I said, nice. A bee or a wasp?
Well, I'm not sure what it was. I'm thinking it's a wasp because he wasn't by a bush. It came out of the ground. So it was like one of those dirt, you know what I'm saying, ground wasp.
Yeah, we have those here. They're called cow killers because they give you like an electrical shock almost when they bite you or sting you. So.
Yeah, well, he yiped, the poor darn thing. He's okay, thank goodness. Like, he's still licking at it. Still, well, it was bright red all day yesterday. Now it's nice to a nice shade of pink, but that poor kid, he cuddled up with me last night because he had a long day. He was hurting from that, and I had no night's sleep because he was crashed on me all night long. My wife couldn't get any covers.
What's that?
No, I said my wife, she couldn't get any covers because he was right between us, but on my arm fell asleep, and I didn't want to move because the poor kid was itching and scratching all day. When he finally went to sleep, it's like one of your kids, you know, I don't want to wake him, so I suffered. Now I can barely move my right arm. And then Brenda froze because she couldn't pull any more blanket over, so she was half uncovered. You know, it was a Presley got a good night's sleep, though.
Well, that's important, you know.
That's the main thing. So, John, you excited about actual NASCAR today? I know this is brought to you by the Adventures of Carmen and Brian over at YouTube. Sporting event, John. And I know Robbie is like, he's cracking open a bottle of wine as he's listening to this, and he can't wait to hear about the sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and especially NASCAR. I know what a NASCAR fan he is.
Oh, yeah. So. Robbie's opening up. I'm opening up a 57 V-note right now, lovey. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
I'm going to have a sea bass with a 57 Chateau Marleau, or whatever the heck he would drink. And he's going to listen to NASCAR talk. You're going to watch the race today, John? It's actual sports.
I don't know. I have a hard time watching any racing anymore. For years, I was a big fan, but after Earnhardt died, I just kind of petered out on it. So I don't know. I'll probably put my Sopranos in and list all afternoon is what I'm probably going to do. So, but speaking of racing, Doug, the little short track we have here in Inverness, they have all kinds of races all the time, almost all Saturday, every Saturday through the spring. But they had a race yesterday already, and there was the biggest crowd I've ever seen at the parked out in the field and stuff like that. And you can see the stands from the from the road, you know, and actually see the track, and they were packed. So
they all had masks on and were social distancing, weren't they, John?
They were all 6 feet apart and masked. Maybe not. But but yeah, there was a lot of people there. So they are definitely, there's definitely some people that are ready to see live action again. So,
well, the funny thing is, I'm probably going to, after we're done the show, I'm going to go out and do some more odds and ends out in my shop, because I have some things to do out there. And then I'm probably going to come in and list more of my NASCARs, because coincidentally, I've been selling a ton of them right now, trying to get my room cleaned. I've told the story, my best friend passed, and I used to collect these, and with him being gone, it's no longer the same. It was more of, like, when me and you find out something like Disney, we can't wait to tell each other. You know what I'm saying? That's how the NASCAR thing was with Mike. Like, I'd be like, Mike, I got this car the other day, a rare piece, we call it. Look at that piece. I got a new piece, Doug. But now that he's no longer with me, Mike, God rest your soul, it ain't as fun for me. So I've been selling them. I finally, with this time off, I've had some time to list them all, because I want them. I'd rather somebody else have them that would enjoy them, because I'm doing nothing with them. They're sitting in a box in the corner, over 100 of them, just taking up space in my office. And we're
So not only that, now you can put some, you can get some more additional funds for your next Disney vacation or whatever. So yeah, you're all set. And you also you picked the perfect time to list them, because that's going to be the only sport for at least a couple of weeks. So there, you probably will have a lot of people that maybe normally wouldn't be watching NASCAR, and they'll see a car and they'll think, hey, you remember, I used to like that one. I wonder if I can find it on eBay. Yeah, so there you go.
Well, I just, and again, I'm not. This is more for, I want to get rid of them, so I've been letting them go way cheaper than what I paid for them. That's usually how it works anyway, John, but it'll be nice to get them out of the office. That's what I'm trying to do. And so what I'll probably be doing today, as I normally do, long story short, I'll be listing some, probably another 20 or 30 cars while I'm going to watch the race today. And like you were saying, I'm a big Gordon fan. I grew up, my stepfather drove for DuPont, and all my brothers like Earnhardt. I got three stepbrothers and my real brother Don, and my four brothers all liked Earnhardt. And when Gordon started beating them, I loved it. It was fun. You know, memory called him Wonder Boy.
Yep.
So, but like you're saying, it used to be me and my buddy Kent, we were talking about before the show, he was a big Mark Martin fan. And Rusty Wallace and Dale Jarrett and Spencer and Earnhardt and Gordon. There was like, you knew all the racers back. Like today's, I'm finding it hard to like anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was about the mid-90s, but yeah, it was a lot easier to watch NASCAR late 90s, beginning of the turn of the century. Yeah, and my brother was actually the Gordon fan, and Lisa was
smart guy, the brains of the family.
Yeah, he was a big Gordon fan, and Lisa was the Earnhardt fan. So they had a lot of rivalry going every Sunday afternoon. And then I was usually a Rusty Wallace fan.
Oh, of course. Yeah, anything with beer on the car, you're in, John.
Damn, you pegged me right away. No, actually, let's see. It was probably 92 before I went in the Navy. I had a buddy who his father was the head engine builder for Rusty Wallace.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I went on vacation with a buddy of mine to Atlanta. We went to Six Flags. We went to Six Flags because we needed to ride roller coasters, because Walt Disney World didn't have any upside-down roller coasters at the time. We left Orlando to go to Atlanta to ride roller coasters, and then we drove up to North Carolina and toured the Rusty Wallace shop. And he wasn't there that day, so I didn't get a meeting, but I left a whole bunch of the cards and a picture and stuff, and he signed everything and sent it back to me. So, yeah, I was a fan. So.
No, I don't blame you. That's the other cool thing pretty much about NASCAR was they're all from like that Mooresville and North Carolina and South Carolina. So like you could latch on to a guy. It wasn't like me. I love my Eagles because they're local. You have to like your local team. At least NASCAR, you could, whatever one you liked, you could pick. You understand what I'm saying? You could follow them. It wasn't like you didn't have to be a loyalist to your in-state driver. But no, I'm going to watch the race today. I'm starving for sports. And these baseball players, John, they better just get off their high horses and do what's best for the country, instead of worrying about your – I don't know if I'm going to be able to feed my family on half my salary. Are you kidding me? Crap.
Yeah, I'm going to get my car repoed. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to put myself at risk as beautiful nurses like Judith and first responders and teachers and everybody else and the people working in the Target and the Walmart and the Walgreens and the Rite, they're all going to work and, you know, and supporting the economy and doing what's best for this country and helping people. And these guys are saying, oh, I don't know if I want to risk it. Well, don't. Quit your job then. You signed up. Do you think the guy in the military wants to go and they don't want to leave their families for a while? Do you think the guy in the military wants to go away for 2 years, John? Leave his family? It's a job you signed up for.
It is what it is, right? So, yeah.
And exactly. It would be great to watch. My mother-in-law loves baseball, John. You know what that would do for her? Boost her up to watch a baseball game?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it would be the only thing going. So again, I mean, whatever actually starts is going to be extremely popular. So yeah, Doug, me and Lisa did the guinea pig yesterday. So we went out, I told you, as soon as they opened, I would be there. So we were at Outback. We went to Outback for dinner last night.
No rules, just right.
Exactly. So, I mean, we've got two restaurants in the little town that's north of us, Inverness. We've got Outback and Olive Garden. So we have to pick between the two. So it was a steak night. So.
Mom made homemade meatloaf last night. It was so good.
Yeah, good deal.
Ain't nothing like a good meatloaf. How was your steak? Did they do it good?
Yeah, they did it. No rules, just right. So it was a limited menu though. I mean, and they were all like you've seen before, that instead of the typical menus you get at a restaurant, you just got a paper that they could throw away right after you used it.
Yeah.
And the servers were wearing masks, but here's the thing. Okay, the masks, I understand. The gloves, unless you're changing those gloves constantly, are you really accomplishing anything by wearing gloves?
Dude, no. And my friends get mad at me because we had a deli. I owned it, me and my wife and my brother. We owned a deli years ago, and we were really, our hygiene was through the roof. Like we're all germaphobes. We want everything clean and right. So I have a very keen eye for what's going on behind the counter. Like our local Wawa. I'm watching the girl make my sandwich in the morning, and she's like rubbing her nose with her gloves, and I'm like, do you think that's going to stop that? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, change your gloves. I said, you just rubbed your face. She goes, what is your problem? What's wrong? I said, I don't want your nose germs in my sandwich. I mean, am I wrong, John? If you've seen somebody rubbing their nose with their glove and then putting your pastrami in your sandwich, do you want to eat it?
No, I mean, from years of delivering to restaurants, those guidelines are everywhere. You know, anytime you touch your hair, touch your face, obviously go to the restroom, and then you touch raw meat, all those are key points that you have to wash your hands again before you do anything. And frankly, I mean, as I guess gloves are a good measure if you use them new all the time, I just frankly feel better if people just wash their hands between everything they did. Well, you know, I mean,
me and my beautiful bride, we get into this too, because like we go out shopping, she'll put gloves on and she tells me I should wear them. I'm like, well, if I touch something with the gloves on and still touch my face, it's the same thing. I'm just going to be antibacterial when I get in the car. I'll wash my, I don't see the advantage to it unless like you're a doctor or whatever, or you're immediately going to throw them away as soon as you leave and your face, but it's not going to protect me as far as any other way.
Yeah. I assume you guys have Subways up there. The Subways that do make subs around here. Yeah. They have a box. And every time they go to set up a new sandwich, they take another set out. I mean, that's one of their principal things. You grab a new pair of gloves every time you make a different sandwich. So.
Yeah, it's just like I could also see the gloves. If you're not going to touch your face or do anything, if you're making sandwiches, wear the gloves because it is cleanlier too, as far as if you're making sandwiches, we always wear them because anything gets under your nails or clean, it's cleaner. But just once you touch your face or go over and turn the handles onto the sink and stuff like that, or go grab something, now they're infected, put a new pair on. But if you're standing there for 10 minutes making four or five sandwiches with different gloves and you don't do anything wrong, I'm good with that. Am I wrong?
No, that's perfectly fine. No, yeah. But the server I was talking about last night, all of them, they were all wearing gloves. But okay, so we're not her only table. She's got what, five, six other tables. So she picks up the check from another table. That guy handled that check.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever germs he had is now on her gloves. And then unless she's going to switch the gloves, she just transfers them. So what's the purpose of the gloves?
Exactly. That's the point. And that's what I was making. It's like you're better off just having sanitizer out and just sanitize every time you touch some.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it. But if the gloves touch something, it's done. It's the same thing. It's the same as being on your hands. It's no different. Just like I said, if you're making four, or you're standing in one spot and you're constantly working, it's one thing. But like you're saying, John, you're touching table to table to table. It's no good. It's just no difference. Yeah. We ordered out from, remember I told you about the bar that opened up around us, the Cinder Bar?
Yeah.
And that place is really cool, dude. I went there Friday because we've been trying to do once a week, do takeout to support the local restaurants. And Cinder Bar was this week. And I got a pizza turnover, and Brenda got the tomato pie, which they're the wood-fired oven, which they're really good. And, dude, but the cool thing about this is the bar itself, all the windows open up on the place. So the one both sides had these big, huge, massive windows that were open so the breeze could blow right through the whole bar. It's really a nice setup. It even made me feel safer because all that fresh air was coming in. Nobody was like on top of each other picking up. You follow me?
Yep.
So, but the pizza turnover was really good, dude. I could only eat half. I put the other half on the pizza stone. It was even better the second day. Reheated.
There you go.
So, and then my beautiful bride made me homemade chocolate chip cookies this week.
You must have been good.
I was a very good boy. And she made one batch, John, with she made one regular chocolate chip, and then she made the other one with chocolate chip, a little peanut butter, but she crumbled up pretzels and put in with it. Oh, my God, was that good. You got the sweet and the savory for the pretzels being in there.
Yeah, a little bit of salty. Yeah, nice.
It was really good, dude. Yeah, she crumbled up pretzels. I was like, damn, that is good. I enjoyed that. So you ought to market that one. It was really good. Have you ever had a chocolate chip cookie with pretzel in it before?
I don't think I have.
Dude, it was. And the way you're not into, like, super sweet, I think you would like it. Do you like a chocolate-covered pretzel?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, imagine that with a little bit of peanut butter and the cookie. It wasn't really. They aren't overly sweet. They were fantastic. I enjoyed it, really good. So you excited? The announcements with Disney. Well, let's get into what this show's all about. Have you you getting excited? You hearing anything? Next week a bunch more restaurants are going to be open up at the Springs. If any newsletters or anything saying when you guys might be going back.
No, but I do know that some of the custodial guys, obviously, well, the guys and gals, they got noticed that some of them are going back, apparently, you know, for Disney Springs. So there will be some cast members going back. And from what I've seen, so this Wednesday, the Disney Springs reopens with its, not with Disney stores and stuff like that, but a week later, the World of Disney and stuff like that will be reopening. So.
Yeah, they're all a sandwich. A lot of them are opening a little ahead of Disney, but sounds like by June 1st, all of Disney Springs will be open pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's the goal, is to have everything. And it'll be interesting to see how crowded it is. Lisa's saying it's going to be very crowded, and I don't see that because there's nobody in the hotels yet. So, I mean, it'll be locals, but City Walk opened this past weekend, and there was very few people at all there. So.
Yeah, but I'm going to side with Lisa on this. I think it's going to be packed. And the reason being is City Walk needs the resorts. Disney has its own crazy people like us that is so addicted to Disney that, I mean, I half joked around to Brenda saying that we're both off right now. Let's just drive down and go to the Springs and come home. And I was like, 80% kidding, but 20% of me was like dreaming of walking through the Springs just to be on Disney property.
Yeah, we're going to probably go head out there next Saturday.
There you go. You're going to be one because you're addicted. See, there's a difference. Universal has fans. Disney has addicts.
Exactly. Well, it's not only that. I mean, the Universal places are mostly restaurants. There's not a whole lot of actual stores there and stuff, and Disney does have a lot more stores. So there's just a lot more activity to do it, and they probably were still charging parking at Universal. So,
yeah, I mean, the Disney fans in Central Florida, like you, and you know, the people that cannot wait, that look for hidden Mickeys, cannot wait to be on property. They're going to be there just to walk around. My question is, how are they going to control the crowd, John? Because they're not going to want it to be elbow to elbow there. I mean, they're going to have to come up with some kind of system, I think, like a lot of these stores in different places are doing, to allow a certain amount of people in. They're going to have to keep track of the patrons at the Springs, I think.
You know, of all the places we went yesterday, and we went out and got some merchandise at different areas and stuff like that. We went to a craft store for Lisa, went to a Dick's Sporting Goods, went to Lowe's, a Home Depot, and a Walmart. Everywhere we went, not a single one of them was regulating the crowds, with the exception of Home Depot. They were the only ones where you actually had to wait to enter until other people left. So they're the only ones that seem to be, especially in Florida, that seem to be taking it serious.
Everybody That's else weird, because ours did that. Ours did that and just stopped it this week.
Really?
Yep.
So,
yeah. So, I don't know, John. I just don't know how they're going to allow. I mean, they are saying you're going to have to wear a mask and all in the Springs. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to wear a mask and do a temperature check. So I'm assuming they probably will not allow you to enter some places, maybe just from the parking garages, and you'll have to come down, you know, one of those stairways or one of those ramps from the parking garages, and you probably can't get in through Saratoga Springs, or you can't get in through that surface parking lot area, maybe just through the garages, and right there at the garages, they'll probably have temporary checkpoints set up with cast members or at least security. I assume taking your temperature and making sure you have a mask on. So.
Yeah, they're going to also have to have security too, or somebody checking you over by where the Christmas store is, where the bus stop is over there. Like you drop off there by where the boat launch is for Riverside and all.
Right.
I think people will be coming in through that area too, because that's the way from Hotel Plaza Boulevard and all. And I think you can't stop people from walking in over there, because that's like open property. It isn't like Saratoga Springs. People can walk down that sidewalk from where our grocery store and all is. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. Did you see your grocery store closed this week?
No. Went out of business?
Yeah. That Goodings. You always like to shop at that Goodings. Yeah. My buddy Kevin Hamilton, who lives here, who's part of our WDW Main Street Pub Facebook page, he put it on there and tagged you. Looks like you're going to have to find somewhere else to shop.
Oh my God, John, I didn't see that. You're on the Facebook more than I am. I do more on Twitter than you. Would we agree on that?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You know, I respond to our listeners more, our friends, more on Twitter than you do, and because I run the Main Street one from there, and you run the Facebook mostly. I didn't get to see that. But, dude, that I'm sad. I mean, I've been shopping at that store for 20 years.
Yeah, and I think that was actually the last Goodings around. We had Goodings all over the place here in Florida for a while, and then they kind of fell apart, and I think that was the last one.
John, like 22 years, because we didn't go there the first year, but after that, John, pretty much we shopped. I could see my beautiful bride walking through for us to get beer and wine right now. That was our go-to liquor store too, John.
I'm going to have to introduce you to the fine joint of Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. So
yeah, either that or we'll probably run over to that Target on 92 that we went to this last trip.
Well, if you take Brenda into Publix, she's going to fall in love, I guarantee you. So.
No, I believe it, Johnny. I've been in a Publix before. They're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
But
And I mean that actually, when I went through traditions training, the first couple of classes you have to take at Walt Disney World, they were talking about obviously our guest relations and our guest service, and the only company they compare it to is Publix. So there you go. So.
Well, I'm just sad. Hope maybe a Publix will buy that.
Yeah, I'm sure some little grocery store will, because it's perfect size for just the essentials for people staying on Hotel Row Boulevard. So.
Yeah,
somebody
will pop. I mean, we would go there. That was like check in, and then we'd head over there. I mean, that was the way it worked. We'd start to trip off a lot of times, and then there was other times we got there early. We would run over there and grab it on the way in. You know what I'm saying, John? It was like, I loved that grocery store, and it was very good. Have you ever been in that store?
Yeah, actually, one of the companies I worked for at one time, we delivered stuff there. I can't remember if it was one of the meat companies or one of the frozen drink companies I worked for. But, yeah, we definitely used to take stuff in there.
Well, it was spotless in there. It was a very clean, cute little store. We loved it. So it's very sad. I had to tell Brenda. She's going to shed a tear, I'm sure. It says Disney has updated its website today with the COVID-19 warning notice ahead of the reopening of Disney Springs on May 20th. Specifically, the wording indicates by visiting Walt Disney World Resort, you voluntarily assume all risk related to COVID-19. So this is on you guys. We have taken enhanced health and safety measures for you and other guests and cast members. You must follow all posted instructions while visiting Walt Disney World Resort. And inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. COVID is an extremely contagious disease. It can lead to severe illness and death. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, senior citizens and guests with underlying medical conditions are especially vulnerable. By visiting Walt Disney World, you voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to this. Basically, Disney's saying they do not want to be sued by you by being on their property.
Yeah, they're saying, hey, it's on you. You're welcome to come, but it's on you, whatever happens.
So. We don't want to hear it. So, but yeah. A lot of the places will be opening. It's saying it will definitely, you will have to wear a mask, which, John, have you bought any of the Disney masks yet?
No, we didn't get any. We've got Lisa made a couple. She's pretty good at sewing, so she's made a couple for us. And then I actually had a ski mask from my time up north, so that works. So, but yeah, I imagine especially if they do have them out at the stores, we'll probably have to pick up one or two if we get out there. So,
yeah, well, here's what it says. Along with the new health members, cast members will be positioned throughout Disney Springs to explain new procedures and encourage everyone to follow the guidelines. And here we are. It says, Disney Springs, with the safety and well-being for our guests, cast members, and operating participants at the forefront of our planning. We are eager to welcome you back to Disney Springs. Yay! Disney's going to open, John. Based on guidelines from the health authorities and government agencies, we are implementing new safety measures. We're all in this together, so here's what you need to know about a visit to Disney Springs. Limited parking and reduced entrances. During the initial phase, guests will be directed to the orange and lime garages. Guests with temperatures of 100.4 and above will not be allowed at the entry, nor will those in their party. So if you got a fever, you're going with somebody, you're going to ruin it for everybody. So stay home.
Exactly.
Face covering required for everyone. All guests 3 years of age and older, along with cast members and employees, guests must bring their own face coverings. Physical distancing and capacity measures, including physically distancing cues and physical barriers. Operational changes, including reduced hours and temporary closings of entertainment offerings. Cashless payment is recommended. You could still bring cash if you want to. Increased focus on cleanliness, as well as a limited contact addition of hand washing stations and hand sanitizers in key areas. Now listen, people. Don't be knuckleheads and bring your... Because I could see this happening already, can't you, John? And this is why... If I was rich right now, I'd either steal the copyright and try to make my own Lysol company at this point, or I'd start an antibacterial company at this point. But I could see people bringing in their empty bottles of antibacterial and going to these stations and filling their bottles up. Can't you see that happening?
I need a refill. I need a refill. This is perfect. yeah, probably right.
I could see that happening, dude. And what are they going to say? No? I mean, but I could just see it happening. So, same idiots. They're the same class, the same people that wouldn't put their carts away. Am I wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but based on applicable government requirements as well as guideline health authorities such as the CDC and appropriate government agencies, we are implementing a number of new health and safety measures. And operation changes. Rest assured, there's plenty of magic awaiting for you at the Springs. It just feels a bit different than before. Here is what you'll need to know prior to arrival. Parking and entrances. During the initial phase, guests will be directed to self-park in orange or lime garages. All surface lots will be closed. We also reduced the number of entrances to Disney Springs to 4 locations. The Orange and Lime Garage, along with Hotel Plaza Boulevard, Pedestrian Bridge, and Rideshare location, like we just said. We're pretty smart, ain't we, John?
You know what? You know, a premonition told us what to say.
So. Yes. I didn't read this before, I promise you. I don't like to read as it is, so I'm not going to read stuff twice. Parking and entrances. During the initial phase, guests will be directed to self-park in Orange or Lime Garage. All surface lots will be closed. We also reduced the number of entrances and blah, blah, blah. Appropriate face covering. All guests 3 of age, we covered that. Temperature screenings. Anything else down here? Physical distances, cleanliness, and then cashless. So, I don't know. I ordered out, like I was saying, for different restaurants, and I asked because a lot of times I like to give cash just so the person can have the tip right away, like I've said before. But usually what I'll do, if I ask what it's going to be, I get the exact change, so I don't have to get anything back, John. And I've even tipped like $4 or $5 more because I only had like a 20s and a 10, if you follow me.
Right.
So, but now you keep the change. I don't know. Planet Hollywood Earl Sandwich Chicken Guy also to reopen at the Springs. You like all... What's your favorite out of that, John? The Chicken Guy?
No, that'd be Earl Sandwich. That's always a good sandwich. Although Chicken Guy was pretty good. So, yeah, I'd probably buy both of those. Certainly not Planet Hollywood.
So. No. Even though Chicken Guy and Planet Hollywood are both... What's-his-face? Guy Fieri.
Yes. Yes, loudmouth. So...
You don't think he's super cool, John?
Sure. So, I'll read this one here. Disney reaches agreement with union that clears the way for recalling cast members to work at Walt Disney World. The trade council union, which represents all 43,000 cast members at Walt Disney World, has reached an agreement with Disney on safeguarding employees returning to work. The deal reached the other night provides safety protections and benefits for cast members regarding a return to work, including ensuring that anyone who contracts COVID-19 will have paid time off to quarantine. Cast members will be trained on how to conduct self-assessments regarding symptoms of COVID-19 at home. Disney will provide a thermometer to anyone who requests one. Cast who have symptoms can call in free of attendance discipline. Ooh, that's a good thing. No points then. Additional safety procedures put in place by the company include masks for guests and cast. Cast are mandatory. Cast, we will get 3 masks. And I'll probably lose all 3 within 4 days. But social distancing practices, training at multiple levels on safety, plastic barriers at all cash registers, increased cleaning in high traffic areas, touchless transactions at cash registers, increased sanitation and hand washing stations across property, monthly worker safety meetings, and guest temperature checks on property. Disney Springs will open on the 20th with third-party operating participants. It is expected that the Disney-owned locations will open the week later. So.
Well, that's good, John. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. So, you know, I'm happy it's showing you're moving forward. What's that? What was that, Johnny?
It's a step in the right. Are you losing
it? Yeah, you started to go away, but you were saying it's a step in the right direction, which is true. And it just means within the next few weeks, I could see the parks opening. In my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Disney Springs is testing from the ground on how things are going to work and stuff like that. So we're going to see how that goes, and then slowly start to reopen other areas.
No, I'm excited to see where this is going. I'm excited for them to reopen. I mean, a lot of these, I could see a lot more people linking their credit card to their Magic Band now, John, for paying.
Yeah, and using Apple Pay and all that type of stuff too, where you can put it right off your phone. So.
Yeah, I mean, my American Express is all I use, so, but. It's still, I'd probably link it to my Magic Band when I get down there. This way you could just tap to pay and link it to the room, you know what I'm saying? This way you're not worried about it.
Yeah.
If you're staying, give them the credit card and link it to your room. That's one of the advantages. And I was talking to my friend John because he was trying to book for him and his wife's anniversary on October 1st of 2021. Because that's when they're looking to go back. And They ain't even taking reservations for that yet. I couldn't do anything yesterday, so they said they don't know what the plans are yet right now, so I couldn't even book for him yet. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, that's plenty far away, so I'm sure that within a couple of months they'll have that resolved, you know?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I used to be able to get, like, a room only or just, you understand what I'm saying? It would take, like, you know what I'm saying, just a reservation, but they wouldn't give you a whole trip. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A whole package is the word I was looking for. But anyway, Walt Disney World operating hours calendar now shows the parks closed through June 6, 2020, previously May 30th. Walt Disney World Resort Hotel parks currently closed until further notice. Disney recently began accepting hotel reservations for July 1st now. Although, as explained by a senior figure at Disney, this does not mean the park will reopen at that time. So, like I was saying, I was speaking to my buddy yesterday. John, could you see them? And I don't know, but I could see them at first, I mean, opening to local residents, but then once they start to do this, I mean, we keep speculating, but I could see it being also for maybe resort guests only going to some of the parks.
Yeah, what I could actually see is I wouldn't mind at all, 2 or 3 days where only cast members and their families could get in. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
and then expand it to locals and annual pass holders. And then see where you're at with capacity levels and stuff like that. And then after that, bring in the hotel guests in, you know, slowly filtering in and maybe not even opening all of the resorts at one time, maybe opening half or a third of the resorts, you know, so they can limit capacity and stuff like that. And then only allow no day tickets, you know what I mean? Maybe
yeah.
Annual pass holders, maybe cast members. I don't know. We'd be the first ones blacked out again.
Yeah.
But I could see that happening.
Yeah, because I could see, like, I mean, not being smart, but I could see them, I don't know. I could see craziness coming where I could see annual passes going down a ways and make it to where resort-only guests are allowed in the parks, first. They get first priority if you're staying on property. DVC weeks. I could see, I mean, that's how they could control the crowds by just making it to where only people that are staying at the park can go in the park.
Yes, I can see that because, I mean, what's going to happen, and it's a really, I definitely see that because, you know, other hotels are going to be opening as soon as possible. The ones on International Drive, the ones on 192, as soon as they can reopen, they will be open. And if Disney resorts are not open yet, then you're going to have a lot of people staying out on 192 that now want to buy 1, 2, 3 day tickets to get into the park.
Yeah.
It's going to be a confusing mess. So.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them allowing the Swan and Dolphin, the Hotel Plaza Boulevard, the ones right on property, and making them control, like, you could be tested at the hotels, or they can control their environment if they only let the people in that are staying on property.
Yeah, for the foreseeable future, I see every time you see a bag check, you're going to see a temperature check.
Yes.
You know? So.
But I could see that happening. I could see maybe some tweaking where, I mean, I don't know this, dude. This is just me thinking because this is all we do is think about besides our wife's families and all that. When we get spare time or we're Disney nuts, it's why we do this. And one of the things I was thinking about, if they just said you're only allowed in the park if you stay on property, that allows them to 100% control the income of people coming in and out. And then a step further, if they do allow people outside, I could see, as we said in the prior show, everything being like the Fast Pass and Rise of the Resistance. The only way you get into the park is if you're on the schedule for that day.
Yeah, I can see that. It I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know how. I mean, Shanghai, they're only one park, right? They're only a Magic Kingdom park.
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know how they've. I guess they just limited the amount of capacity that goes in every day. So.
Yeah, but I think they got to have a. I'm thinking that right now you're going to have a pre-schedule so they can. I think they're going to need to know how many people. Anyway, I was saying, Johnny. So before you abruptly disappeared on me, one way, shape, or form, they're going to have some kind of system where they know of every individual that's in the parks each day. So I'm thinking they're gonna, they might cut down. I'm scared to death, but they might do away with some forms of annual pass until they can get this under control.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hard question to figure out what they're going to try to do and how. I mean, before they ever do that, they're going to want to see how people are reacting to coming back. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
But based on what I saw yesterday of the amount of people at the restaurants and the, like I said earlier, the amount of people at the racetrack, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised that there will be a sufficient crowd there. So.
And my point with the annual pass is, John, and this is just me being me because I think about all this crap. With all the people that buy annual passes and the amount of people they want in the park, how are they going to justify charging for an annual pass when you can't get in every day?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if I show up every day at 10 o'clock and I'm never allowed in, that's not really an annual pass, is it?
No, and that's the point. Like, or I have to go to work and I go by every day at 3 o'clock and they're not letting me in. Now, how's that fair to me?
Yeah.
And part of that, and I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off, which you usually do this to me. The other part of an annual pass is being able to go by the parks on a spur of the moment. How many times have you done that, John?
All the time, especially working in Orlando. You know, you finish early and you go by to just run in and get something or go get a snack or go get fish and chips and a bath over at Great Britain, you know. So.
Yeah, Rose and Crown or, you know, the Yorkshire Chip and Fish or whatever. I mean, that's the whole deal. So how anymore is an annual pass going to be allowed when you can't do those spur-of-the-moment trips because they're not going to have allowed to have the capacity to be able to have all the annual passes that they have.
Yeah.
So that's one of the points I'm putting down there. Have you heard anybody else mention this yet? I haven't, but I can't see how Disney can have the annual pass with the way things are right now.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard any speculation on that yet. It's hard. I mean, that would be the same thing as our main gate passes, though. I mean, a lot of cast members. I'm not the only one that one of the primary reasons they work out there is for our main gate passes. If we can't go to Disney, I could drive a bus locally and make the same amount of money. So you know what I'm saying?
100%. So that's the thing that I'm going to be. I mean, for the ramifications, do you guys then? And not just that, John. If they're not going to be giving you all that, then you deserve more money.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if that's a fact, if they take away the main gate passes and stuff like that, well, then, yeah, our pay is going to have to be bumped up. They'll have to figure that out because, like I said, I'm not the only one. There's a ton of people that work out there.
Dude, I bet you half to three-quarters of the people work there for that. That's the perk. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and if that happened, then a lot of people would quit. So they're going to have to figure something out, believe me.
It's a lot of people work for, like, a lot of school teachers and a lot of people that do certain jobs. They work for that job for the perk, like the pension and the life and the health insurance. They ain't doing it for the actual salary. They can make more doing other things.
Exactly.
And that's the thing with Disney. So that's the thing I'm coming to now is the 43,000 employees, if they're not allowed to go to the park anytime they want to, I mean, yeah, you couldn't go into Rise of to Star Wars Land, but you were allowed to go wherever else you wanted to at any time except for what was brand new, right or wrong.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's a factor that we'll have to find. We'll certainly have to find out soon because I have a vacation coming up at the end of August, and I plan on getting, you know, Lisa, JJ, and my nephew Nicholas all in on my main gate pass. So if I can't do that, then it sounds like the vacation is going to be canceled.
Okay, so. And then let's even take this a step further. Now is your DVC worth what it was before if you it can't get in?
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not trying to be scary. I'm just putting this stuff out there. There's so many working pieces to this. Like, if they're only holding it at half capacity, if you can only book your DVC trips at quarter or half a quarter of the time, is DVC now worth what you paid for it?
Yeah, I don't. I see them doing the quarter, half, maybe for a month. I don't see it lasting very long at all. I'll be surprised if it lasts longer than 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, I'm just scared. I mean, not scared. I'm just trying to put it out there. Like, I'm worried about again, this is what I do. I worry about the reason I get mad about carts because I'm worried about somebody's car getting smashed. It's just the same thing I worry about you guys. When I bring up these complaints, it's like, how's it fair to you guys if 4 months, or even if it's quarter capacity of 4 or 5 months, like, if you can't get in the park with DVC, how are they going to work that for people's, like, our poor friends at David's? Look at all the points. You know how many points are going to be stacked up where they can't book trips?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, all of that is pure speculation.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very well speculated that it's going to be true. The next few months it open up, they're not going to be able to have every hotel and every DVC at full capacity, are they?
No, but that might not be a problem. There might not be enough people that want to go. So, I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, we don't know how many people are going to automatically return. I mean, how many people are going to be afraid to fly? How many people are not going to drive? You know, I mean, and we're not going to, for a while, I guarantee you, we're not going to have any international visitors. The international market for both Walt Disney World and all of Central Florida is huge. And the fact that we won't have any overseas visitors for quite a while, that's a significant portion. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. I'm just trying to, I'm just looking, this is what we do. What else do we have to talk about, really, John, right now? This is the story. And I'm just curious about, I'm not trying to put them down. I'm not putting down Disney. They got to do what they have to do. I'm not even trying to say this is cynical, Doug. I'm just trying to say is if you can't go, it's sad what changes are going to be made. I just don't see right now, like, how they're going to even reincorporate your annual pass right now.
I don't know. They don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know right. Nobody does. So
yeah, that's the scary part. I mean, there's a lot of annual passes sold every year, John. And I think there's going to be a lot more people flocking to go back than you would think. Just like you were talking about that race you just said a minute ago. People are going to that race, John. They're sure as hell going to go to Disney.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of people like Bob and Mary that'll be terrified to do much of anything for a while. So, and people like talking to Judith yesterday, or texting back and forth with Judith a couple of days ago. She's saying that if for a while, at least, and this goes to your hospital management that you were talking about, Doug. For a while, they're going to say that if you leave as a healthcare professional, if you leave and get sick and then come back, they're not going to pay for your recovery, or your insurance isn't going to cover you. Yeah. What a crock of crap.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I don't even want to get into that, but, like, I haven't heard a peep out of any major insurance companies doing anything, kicking back or helping out, or what do they plan on doing for this? You know what I'm saying?
No, and that's health insurance, but at least some of the car companies are. I mean, I've got letters in from Geico, who we have, and then I've seen the Progressive commercials and stuff where they're giving you, because they realize people aren't driving nearly as much.
Yeah, the cracked up thing is, though, with Progressive, with us, we've been with them, John, we have our home and auto. I've been probably 15 years or more, 20 years with Progressive for a long time. And the cracked up thing with me is they tell me I got to pay my full insurance for March, April, and May, or whatever it is, or at least April and May, and then I'll get my discount. I have to pay it in full, and then next month they'll give me my discount. How's that helping me now?
That's not very helpful. Thanks.
And I'm considered a platinum member. I'm as high up as Progressive you could possibly get. When I call in, I get answered immediately, if you follow me. That's how long we've been with them and pay our bills. We're platinum because we've been with them since the pretty much a long time. And they ain't giving us our kickback, our 20%, until next month, John. What good is that if you really needed it?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, it's just, you're still going to pay to get. You know what I'm saying? There's always a loophole.
But at least they're did something. Now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nothing.
A lot of things lately you've said to me, you'll believe it when you see it. That's how I am with insurance companies, dude. I watch friends of ours down in Tuckerton years ago. Remember Hurricane Sandy, right? You remember that hurricane that went through Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, it destroyed Jersey. I mean, our Jersey Shores got destroyed years ago. And I won't name the name because I don't want to be sued by the insurance company, but this is the God's honest truth. There was two brothers that owned... you know how you have houses on a street, like they're all made by the same builder, they're like identical homes, you know what I'm talking about, they're cookie cutter homes.
Yeah.
They own the same exact houses, side by side, two brothers, right on a little alcove where they had their docks behind their boat. It was out on the water, you know what I'm saying? They had little lagoons behind their house. They had the same insurance company, paid the same exact rate, had the same exact coverage, but they each had a different adjuster. One brother's home got covered 100%. The other brother's got squat. Because one adjuster said it was wind, the other adjuster said it was water. Now, is that a crock of crap or what?
Well, sounds about right. Hey. I mean, insurance is always looking for a way to get out of it. So
it's so sad, dude. Like, every time a hurricane hits, they'll find 8 million ways not to cover somebody. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it's such a crock. But then when it happens and they're failing, we bail them out. The taxpayers have to bail out these companies that are billion-dollar companies. It's insane. But people wait for unemployment that still aren't getting anything. You know, latest Walt Disney World operate now or up the blah, blah, blah. What else do we have here, John? Marimota Asia Pizza Ponte, the gelato company, to reopen it on the 22nd. They're opening a couple days later. You can go over to Marimota Asia, John, and get yourself some fresh sushi.
Yeah, I don't know. If we head out there next weekend, I don't know which one would go to. It'd be interesting to, I guess, see who's open and what kind of limited menu all of them have, because none of them have their full menus. So,
well, via Vivoli Gelato is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Marimota Asia main dining room dinner service opens at 4:30 to 9 p.m. Marimota Asia street food, which that's where I would probably eat, because I like it out there, is open from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Pizza Ponte, I've eaten inside at Marimota Asia too. I like both, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying at this time of year, I would mind pulling up a table around dusk out there and having some street food. Would you, John?
If you're doing around dusk, you don't want to do that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, not this time of year. It's like I said, 97. No, thank you.
No.
So, yeah, but around dusk, it would be just fine when the sun gets over the zenith. So.
And then Pizza Ponte indoor and outdoor dining, lunch, and dinners from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. We look forward to welcoming our guests back to a dedicated to continue to deliver an unparalleled dining experience, Collins says. So the remaining Patina Restaurant Group operated locations at Disney Springs include Mario and Enzo's. Enzo's Hideaway and the Edison will resume operations soon. Please stay tuned for more information regarding the reopening of each of these restaurants. So, and they said there, you know, the rest of the story is all the guidelines. You know, they're going to be wearing masks and hands every 20 minutes throughout this. They'll be sanitizing. So, go eat, guys. Enjoy yourself. And I don't know what else to say, John. Do you?
No. I mean, it is. I don't know. We went. So, I mean, we went out already. So, and we'll probably be out there next week, and we'll probably do it. I mean, I'm sure we'll eat something out there. So, I don't know. And at some point, Doug, it's a totally different scenario, but in a lot of ways, it is like 9/11. I don't know how quick it took you to go back, and it didn't take you long at all. You went to the parks the next day, right?
Yeah, even we did. 100%. We went the next couple of days. Like I said, everybody, almost every patriotic souvenir was bought out. I bought an I still have the Mickey hat, Mickey with the American flag on it, that I bought.
Yep. And I mean, and that took a certain amount of some people would say guts, and some other people would say maybe stupidity, because you went out right after an attack and there's probably maybe a possibility of another attack.
Well,
but at the same time, it's kind of like that. I mean, I for one am not, my life is about doing things, and I'm not gonna sit at home and cower and not do things. That's just the way it is. So.
Well, I'll take it a step further, John. What I did that week to show them the terrorists that attacked us, I booked the trip for the next trip when I got home.
Yeah. And, but at the same time, you were probably what, maybe half of the population. The other half was terrified and didn't go anywhere for a while. I mean, it took a lot of people a long time before they'd even go back out to a mall or anything. So.
Yeah, we booked a trip like 4 or 5 months. It was like 4 or 5 months out. Because we were planning on going anyway at the time we went. The next trip was, I was already, you know, as you're on your last, your one, you're always thinking of your next one.
Exactly.
So
and hopefully nobody took that the wrong way. I'm not saying either position is correct.
No.
I'm just saying how I feel. I mean, that's my personal opinion, you know. So
well, it was like on Twitter this week. Me and Robbie were going back and forth, and he was talking about, you know, going back to the parks and stuff like that, and I said about when they're going to reopen, and I said I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I believe they're going to figure out something, and we're going to get back. I believe in our country's going to get us back stronger than ever. I do believe that. I think we're going to make it through it. I'm not a negative thinker that way. So I'm with you, John.
Yeah. So, but again, you're not wrong if you think the other way. And I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just that's
what makes the world go around, John.
Exactly. So, but
well, here's a good story, a positive story, John. Even though permits filed for set installation of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, John. I know you're excited about this.
Yes. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, 100%. Although construction has mostly come to a halt at Walt Disney World, permits continue to be approved, with the latest being Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. You can see that whole hotel, John. It's a shame. Like, it's so eerie with this stuff just sitting there. It kind of reminds you, but not in the same way, and what you just talked about September 11th, maybe after that happened, remember the other half of Pop Century wasn't finished.
Oh, yeah, it sat there empty for, 10 years before they started on all their animation?
Yep. So, and that was eerie looking at that, dude. You weren't used to seeing something on Disney property just sitting like that. You know, abandoned. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, not that you can see. There are some places, obviously, Discovery Island and stuff like that are abandoned, but you can't get to them. So.
Like, the tree houses there for a while, they were eerie looking when they were not being used, and then remember they gave them to the college students to use. Remember they were shut down for a couple years.
Yeah, I've seen where the college kids live now, and you would have been well served to have stayed at the Treehouse Villas next to where they're at now. So.
Yeah, well, they're building a new place now for them. Yeah, they have a whole new campus being built for them too right now.
Yeah, hopefully it's closer to property.
Yeah. Although construction has mostly come to a halt at Walt Disney World, permits continue to be approved, with the latest being the Star Cruiser, the Galactic Star Cruiser. The permit is for fabrication and installation of sets and was signed May 13, 2020, valid through late January 2022. Of course, this does not indicate imminent start of work, and it isn't clear on the timeline of when permits was applied for. The contractor is, we don't need to know that, who has done previous work for Disney, including Frozen Ever After, Navi River Journey, and Merry Motor Age. Okay. It's Adirondack Scenic is what the name of the company is. We'll give them a plug. But they filed the permit. Disney has previously announced Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser were open in 2021 following reservations beginning in 2020. But the timeline has very likely shifted as a result of COVID-19. So, I could see reservations at this hotel being pushed back. Can't you, John?
Yeah, definitely. So, because it's going to take a while longer to finish the construction. They may even have to reevaluate some of the stuff they were going to have people doing, just like attractions. You know, I mean, you're going to want to keep that 6-foot distance for a while anyway. So,
and this is even sadder, dude. I mean, I know Disney had more boats being built and everything else like that. Disney Cruise Line extends suspensions of operations through July 27th. I mean, the cruise ship, Disney cruises are beautiful, phenomenal. You were thinking about it. Now it's not even on your radar anymore, is it, John?
No, that would probably be the one. I'm not worried about going back to Walt Disney World, but any type of illness spreads around the ship in no time at all. And so that would probably be the one area that we would avoid, certainly for at least a year, if not a couple of years. So, I mean, even just being in the Navy, somebody had a cold and it was through the entire ship in no time at all. If you had a stomach bug, it would sweep the ship in, you know, in a couple of days. So, yeah, that's a confined environment and it will spread like wildfire. So.
That's a darn shame, too, because the cruise industry was banging. I mean, it was like, Harmon and Brian were in love with it. I mean, they were going on a couple cruises. It was starting to take up some of their Disney time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. everything you hear about how great Disney cruises were. But yeah, that whole industry is going to have a huge impact. But I don't know. I saw that who was it? Carnival or somebody started booking, and they were full. So there's a lot. I guess there's a lot of people that were willing to do that too. So.
No, God bless them. I hope it all gets back to full force, because I know Disney's building new ships. But here's the full update from Disney Cruise Line with the well-being of our guests, crew members, and cast members, our top priority and line of direction from the U.S. Centers of Disease Control. Disney Cruise Line has suspended all departures through Monday, July 27, 2020. Guests currently booked on affected sailing will be offered a choice of cruise credit to be used for a future sailing within 15 months of the original date or a full refund. These guests and travel agents will receive an email from Disney Cruise Line outlining details of the next steps. Guests who booked their reservation through a travel agent should contact them directly with any question. Those who booked through Disney Cruise Line directly who have any questions after receiving an email should call us at 866-325-6685 or 407-566-7797. Every time I say 407, I want to say 407-W-Disney. It just jumps in my head, John.
You were saying that, Doug. It was funny. I was out at the parks probably maybe 2 years ago, and I was standing in line to get a beer. And the couple in front of me, they were discussing where they wanted to eat, and they didn't have the app on their phone. And they're, well, I don't know who to call. And I went, just call 407-WDW-DINE. And that's it.
Yeah.
You sound a little geeky at times, but yeah, it's right there. It pops right in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy how things just flow from all the Disney stuff. I'm like, as we're recording right now, there's Living with the Land Pavilion is on my TV screen, and I would give anything to be walking through Sunshine Seasons right now, grabbing something to eat, hopping on Soarin', and then taking a ride on Living with the Land.
Wouldn't that be nice? Even with no skippers, I'll do it anyway.
So. Dude, at this point, I wouldn't even mind yelling at Johnny Depp on Pirates at the end.
The ride, it's a small world. I bet you wouldn't do Primeval World, though.
Never. Never, 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 never.
All right. So. He's not that desperate yet.
You ever watch 2 1/2 Men?
No.
Okay. There was a girl Alan was in love with, and he didn't like her in high school. So when they got older, she turned out really beautiful, and she flirted with him and made him really like her. And then as soon as he asked her out, she goes, "Never, never, 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 never. You hated me as a child." So be kind to everybody. You never know when it's going to come back and bite you in the butt, right, John?
Exactly. Karma. Karma's a real wanker sometimes.
Yeah, it was hysterical. But yeah, dude, you're talking on the magic alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different departures are canceled. On the Disney Wonder, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 are canceled, John. The Disney Dream, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 21. I didn't even have to take my shoes off to count that, John. Ain't you impressed?
Yeah, congratulations. You're moving up.
And then the Fantasy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you're talking like 30, like between 55 and 60 cruises that were canceled. You know what kind of money that is?
A lot more than I made.
I mean, that's 60 departures, between 55 and 60 departures canceled. It's very sad. And like I said, they're building other boats. And I think the boats were already in the build stage, so I don't think they can cancel them. But what are you going to do with that, John?
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a serious mess. So, yeah, you can't have what the ship's half done in dry dock. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah, it's scary. It really is. And I don't know, but again, I what are you going to do, John? I mean, if they do cancel your main gate pass, you guys can't. You ain't going to be out of. It's going to be a lot of money to buy four tickets for your next trip.
We'd have to reschedule the vacation. I have to reschedule it, and probably, I don't know, we talked to my nephew and tell him, and then it would be up to him if he still wanted to pay for his own ticket at that time, and then I could, if they had annual passes, I could see what it would cost us to get the annual passes and stuff, but I don't know, we'll see as time goes on what's happening. So.
Yeah, because that's the thing I'm afraid of, like, if they're not offering, I mean, you don't know, like, and we're only speculating, but what if they don't offer annual passes, you have to buy one day pass, what are they going to pay? I mean, yeah. I wonder if they're going to still raise ticket prices in July or like they normally do at this point.
Well, why not? They raise the restaurant prices with the parks not open. So.
Oh, my God.
You can't go, but if you could go, now it's going to cost you this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Trying to see what else. Bob Smith, the architectural supervisor for Disneyland Paris, passed away. God rest your soul, buddy. They've seen all these aerial views of all the parks being empty, John. It's like it geeks me out because I love seeing the views, but it is eerie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite eerie. I mean, just driving around out there is a little weird. So I imagine seeing Spaceship Earth and stuff like that with no crowds around it. Yeah, it'd be a little trippy.
And, dude, there's all kind of stars joining the... We'll go to the Disney Plus side. All kind of stars joining the Mandalorian. My buddy, Timothy Olyphant. What is it? Olyphant? He's the dude. Did you ever watch Deadwood on HBO?
Yes, I did.
Hey, so you'll get this reference. You Hooplehead. Oh, me and my buddy Bob, we would go to work and we would say, call each other Hooplehead all the time.
Yeah, that was a good show. I was a little disappointed when it got canceled after a couple of seasons. So.
Did you end up watching the movie?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, check out the movie. It was pretty good. It was nice to see the cast back together.
Yeah, I liked that one that only lasted a couple of seasons, and I liked Rome that I think it was HBO did, too.
Dude, I loved Rome.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I really, and it was so beautiful. I mean, they did a really good job. To me, it looked like they actually filmed in Italy, so...
Yeah, it was a great show. Did you hear this, John? Saudi Arabia investment fund purchases over 5 million shares at a Walt Disney Company valued at $500 million, $500 million.
Uh-oh.
So, Disney's stock are starting to be acquired.
Uh-oh. That's all we need, some oil tycoon to own Disney World, right?
Yeah, you'll be seeing oil fields put in Florida. The Walt Disney Company stale financial outlook as of late due to the COVID-19 pandemic impacting the majority of its business. It seems some investors are making some big purchases while the stock prices are low. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund, the public investment fund, has purchased over 5 million shares from the Walt Disney Company valued just at under $500 million. The fund disclosed the stakes in the regulatory filing Friday afternoon. The PIF has also invested in a number of other large U.S. companies, including Facebook, Starbucks, and even Carnival Cruises, which has been hard hit by the health crisis. The new acquisitions were purchased on the public market as a fund wishes to expand its U.S. presence in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. It currently has over $10 billion of investments in the U.S. market. So, Disney stock is starting to be taken over.
Yeah, sounds about right. So, I mean, anytime there's a drop in prices, you know some giant tycoon's going to be looking to pick up stuff cheap. So.
Yeah, it's scary, John. Blaze Pizza at Disney Springs also to reopen on May 20th. The Boathouse to reopen is reopening on May 20th, John. So we got to get our... Jen and Scott told me I have to get my Landry's gift card. Club card.
Yeah.
Because I forgot when we were talking about that, I forgot that the Boathouse is also part of Landry's. So that would be a good investment, John.
Yeah, as long as it's good on all meals and stuff like that, it certainly would.
So, well, they made me promise that I would get it. So I enjoyed having them on. I'm hoping to have them on again soon. So we'll see what happens. You know how scheduling is. Our union, the work band got dropped. So some guys are going back to Harris this week. I'm not sure if I am or not yet. I'll probably find out at the last moment like I normally do. But, yeah, there's a possibility that Harris is the work. All non-essential union work, I mean, construction work is now okay in the state. So there's a possibility I'll be going back soon, John.
Well, as long as there's proper safety precautions taken, I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I'm good with it. As long as there is. If there's not, this boy will be walking right off the job.
Exactly.
Yeah, because construction workers ain't the cleanest group of guys to begin with. Oh, I'm just seeing there's not much else. Our poor friend Willard Scott, he passed away, and he's from Wally. And Kim Possible and a bunch of others. You know Willard Scott, Fred Willard, didn't you, John?
Yeah, Fred Willard. I was going to say it's Fred Willard, not Willard Scott.
Yeah, it went on. I said Fred Willard the first time, and then for some reason Willard again made me say Scott.
Yeah. He was a sitcom staple for years and years. He had was on Roseanne for a while. He's on all kinds of different sitcoms. So
he's been on a million of them, dude. I know the latest one that he was on that I watched all the time. He was on Modern Family. He was the father. He was a father on Modern Family. He was Phil's father on Modern Family, which he played a really good part. So he was on quite a bit there too. Probably 2-3 times a season or more, so I really enjoyed it. Fred Willard was a good guy. He was a good bit player on a lot of shows, like you said.
Yeah. Pretty much a staple of the 90s. I think he was all over the place in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah.
And even the dude, all the way up until, like I said, this year on Modern Family, I mean, he'd pop up on all. He was on, I think, on Big Bang Theory a couple times. He's been everywhere, that guy.
Yep.
So, God bless him. God bless his family. So, and then the other one is Festivus passed away, our buddy from Seinfeld and King of Queens. You know what I'm talking about? Stiller's father, Jerry Stiller?
Yeah, the father, right? Yeah.
So it's been a sad week, but I mean, the WIP was doing best bit characters on a show this week. One of the shows, they were asking for the best ensemble, like not the main stars, but the side players, and they brought him up with Seinfeld because he was hysterical on Seinfeld, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Constanza, right?
Yeah, George's father, yes. He created Festivus.
Yes, the Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes. You did the grieving complaints on Christmas at Christmas dinner. wrestling the whole nine yards. It was hysterical. But then he was also on King of Queens, and he was a very funny man. So I don't know, John. It's a sad times right now. We got to get back to the parks, and we got to figure out what's going on. And you should know sooner than later. I'm thinking you'll probably get some information this week when you're going back.
I think so. And it really, I'm torn as to whether they'll bring us back, you know, to still train before the parks are open, or will I be the last person to go back because they'll bring back the full-time cast, you know, the guys that have been there already first, and then they'll slowly start to see if they need us. But I don't know. Either way, there's going to have to be a whole lot of buses on property running. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just going to be, like you said, John, you don't know which way they're going to do it, because it would be advantageous to bring you guys in early to train you. But on the other hand, with everything going on, they might bring in the guys that already know, because they don't have to train them how to drive. They've got to train them with all this new COVID rules and regulations.
Exactly. And so I don't know. But then, at the same time, if they brought us 2 weeks before, 2 or 3 weeks before the parks reopened, then we could get a lot of training done while there's nobody there. And at the same time, they could throw all the new COVID stuff at us and wipe all that out. So we'd be we'd be fully trained and ready to go when the parks reopen. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I just hope to goodness that everybody comes back safe and sound. We get some kind of vaccine for this whole thing, and we can get back to normal, dude, because I ain't crying. We've been okay. We're doing okay. Everything's well. It just I miss just going to the store without a mask on and being able to go and grab what I want. Like, when you're out, you're like, oh, do I risk going in this place too? Or should I just wait for this? I'm the type of guy that when I need something, I like to hop in the truck and go get it.
Yeah, well, and we were doing that yesterday. You know, we were at we bought a new a light fixture for the kitchen at Lowe's, and on the and we were leaving. And we were like, well, I know if I stopped at Target or Walmart, the light bulbs and the rest of the fixture, the rest of the parts would be a lot less than actually buying the bulbs here. But I don't want to stop at another store, so I'll just get everything here. So, you know.
And that's the thing, like Brenda, she'll, you know, because she loves me and cares, worries about me, I'll be like, I'm going to head out and grab, no, wait till we need a bunch of things. And I'm like, I want it now. I'm a baby. I want it now. But thank goodness for her. She keeps me, we're good, because on the other hand, she'd stay even longer and I'd make her go. You understand what I'm saying? So we work out pretty good together. So.
Yeah, or let's see, this past week was the first time Lisa's been out and actually went into store since all this started. So first time she went into Walmart or Publix in, I think, 2.5 months. So.
Oh, well, see, and you've been running around like it's normal times, because, you know what I'm saying, you're the runner in the family.
Yeah, I do most of the stuff anyway, so.
But. Anyway, John, we'll let this go at this point. This week we're going to try to do, if I don't go back to work, we'll have to do, I want to do another fun show, because we got a lot of good response on the closed Disney attractions, and, you know, Robbie said, you ought to start a show critiquing everybody, like, just joking around, and I know we're usually always right. I don't want to put other shows down when they're wrong, John, so I ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not right for us to do that. What do you think?
Well, Doug, you did see my picture I sent out this week of how your back feels after you carry how your back feels after you carry the looks, the intelligence, and the smarts on the show. So, and that's you, right?
I liked it. I couldn't disagree with it. You're 100% right. I have the TENS machine running as the show's on. The shock my back to keep it relaxed as I'm doing this show, John. You know, I have to stay in shape that way. But we got good reaction on that. And then also the Jen and Scott show. And then the show we did last week. You know, we've been our positive shows during the week. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback about figure that, John.
Yeah, go figure. People want to hear happy stuff. Good.
Yeah. And believe me, that's all I want to talk about. I'm hoping everything comes back good. I don't enjoy being negative, Dougie. But somebody has to do it, Johnny, so why not me? But, yeah, we'll do something this week on when you're running some of your errands or whatever. We'll do one of the shows, John.
Sounds good.
All right, please, guys, everybody be kind to one another. If you want to be kind to us, head over to iTunes and leave us a review, please. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for interacting with us on Facebook. John, finding out that my grocery store is closed is very, very sad.
Wasn't yes, that? Indeed.
What was that, Johnny?
Rest in peace, Goodings.
Yeah. So very, very sad. It's like I could see the whole store. I closed my eyes. I could see the whole store, and I missed my store. I like that store a lot. But please head over to iTunes or leave us a review. Everybody put their carts away, or you might run into cart narcs. Keep telling Brenda, can I do it for one day?
She'd have to get the parole money ready for you.
Something.
Bail money. Have the bail money sitting in the counter.
Dude, I had yesterday at the other day at the Target, we had somebody running back to get food and made us wait as they were in the store still. And then they're paying separately. And then after they paid separately, their cards declined. And then they're hanging around as we're trying to check out for another 20 minutes. If you could have videotaped my face ready to explode, John, you'd have had a good time there.
I bet.
Because they weren't social distancing. After the problem, they were just standing, like, they kept coming next to us. And I'm like, do you not see these marks on the floor? There's a reason for them. Leave me alone, please. But, again, everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Well, if that's it, guys, we're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooter Lando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.